B-Pod Studios.
WNKS, Charlotte, a Beasley Media Group station, home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Kiss 95.1, the number one Kiss music station.
You guys are great. I just started listening to you guys last year. And believe it or not, I still don't know what y'all look like.
Don't look.
It might disappoint you.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
We're not ready.
Oh, you're not.
My headphones are tangled.
Well, you get ready.
Hi. Now we're set.
Perfect.
Good morning, everybody. Now I can hear because I do the controls, and if I can't hear, then you'd be talking over this. Drop the beat, Loren. Come on.
That's what it sounds like in my car every morning.
She's got the glow sticks in her mouth.
Do you remember those? The like little mini glow sticks that they used to have? Yeah. I'm sure they still have them. But.
The raves, man. When I lived in New Jersey, we used to go to this club in New York City called the Limelight.
Okay.
And it was an old church, Roy, that they turned into a club. And I had two, you know, the lights that they bring in the batons that light up?
Yeah.
And they
at
bring
the
in
airport?
Airplanes and stuff? Yeah. So they on the top of them, they have like a beam that shoots up. So I used to not do drugs because I was in high school.
Right.
And then early in college. So I would go to this rave at the Limelight, and I would have those lights, and I would do the lights, and
that's fun.
Fly all over the... They would let me in with them, too, which was crazy back in the 90s.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my rave history. Now here's a brief look at Roy's history. What were you doing? So that was 1995 and 96 I was doing that.
I was in middle school.
I was 4 years old.
I was.
I know, and Roy was four.
Yeah, I was 4 years old and, you know, making my way, learning.
You were younger than Dean when I was at the Limelight doing my rave thing.
Is that weird for you?
It's just funny. I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, but how about your day in 30 seconds, dude? You get fined, get in trouble? Any more feedback from that Friday night disaster party?
No, I haven't been able to speak to the people in my apartment yet. I got to plan time to get down there. I was busy with schoolwork yesterday, but total chaos in my household this morning.
What
oh, my
happened?
Gosh. So, you know, because we work so early in the morning, we get ready with all the lights off typically, and I have like a routine in the dark, and I know where everything is. So this morning, though, there was a little bit of an unexpected surprise. Callie was leaning half off her bed, my dog Callie, and her head was between me and the doorway to the bathroom. And when I opened up the door, I nailed her face hard.
Oh, poor Callie.
I've never heard a bark / howl like that ever from her. And she's been hurt many times. And so, well, of course, when that happens, every light comes on, everyone's away. Total chaos. Got to check her. It's like a football injury. We got to check her every 5 minutes to make sure she's acting normal. Mm-hmm.
She's not concussed.
She goes into concussion protocol. Yeah.
Sterling's got to know the play-by-play to the second of how I did what I did.
And So I'm just going to draw it?
Yeah.
So I get a cool vibe of what happened, Roy? Tell me again.
You know how, like, on bad accidents, the police go out and they, like, do measurements? I feel like that's what I had to do to explain to Charlie.
To recreate the crime.
You got the tape measure out.
Yeah, man. It was just such a dramatic scene this morning. My dog, it was not handling it well. She's fine. It's just...
At what velocity did you open that door?
Pretty hard. I was going, man.
And you know what, though? Here's the thing about the dogs is they're quick. And the noise that they make is actually to warn you that they're there. Like, because if you've ever almost stepped on a dog that was behind you or something, like you didn't see the dog, they'll yelp and move really quick.
Right.
So the yelp isn't necessarily
an injury
yelp. It's more like a,
what are you doing?
Yeah. So that was my day.
All right.
By the way, we're now off of Facebook Live. The camera's froze.
Oh, geez. As quickly as we came, we left. Hi, Loren. What about your day in 30 seconds?
Hi. Yesterday was my 9-year wedding anniversary, which was pretty uneventful, but I'm sure we'll get to that later in the show. I went to Target yesterday early in the show.
Happy anniversary.
Thanks. I didn't need anything at Target. I just like swooped in to grab a card, and then all of a sudden I'm walking out with barrettes and hair clips and sunglasses, and I spent $150, and I don't know what happened. I freaking blacked out.
We did a story about that once, about Target like sets stuff specifically up in the right spot,
yeah.
And they even have a scent in the air that is like conducive to like spending money. Yeah.
I totally believe it. I ended up with like 2 oil diffusers, a t-shirt for cash, a t-shirt for me. I don't even know what happened. Anyway, then I get home and Cash gets up from his nap and we're sitting in the playroom and Cash, all of a sudden, my son Cashton decides that he's going to get undressed. So he starts pulling his shirt off, and I'll put it up on my story at KissLoren951. But he's like pulling his shirt off, and I'm like, "What are you doing?" So I start videoing him because I think it's funny. And he pulls his shorts off.
Nice, and then, doing a little striptease.
Yeah, and then the diaper's coming next. And I'm like, "No, don't take your diaper off!" And he literally unlatches it, and it falls to the floor. It's full of poop.
Oh!
I was like, "Oh, what are we doing with our lives?"
He's like, "I don't want this poop on me."
Yeah.
Oh man.
So I think we're ready to start potty training.
Yeah. Enjoy. Have fun with that.
You know what, though? If I don't do it now, the next thing is going to be poop on my floor.
Yeah.
Because we're taking diapers off.
Yeah. So start. Yeah. I mean, start now. So my day in 30 seconds is pretty funny. Yesterday we left here and we went to Sona. We met the good people at Sona Med Spa. And I have to bring up something later because you two, producer Nicole, Roy and Loren have no waiting room etiquette. Like we were in the waiting room and these two were talking like we were at the Panthers game. At that voice level, too.
I didn't think so. Do you think so?
No, I know I'm loud in general. Like, I do it even when I go out to dinner and my girlfriend's like, everybody around us can hear you.
Yeah, and Roy followed your lead because I sat 4 away, like 4 seats away.
Yeah.
And I was blocked by 2 people, and it's fun. The conversation was funny.
All right, let me tell you this. Our conversations was way better than yours. You were Boersville over there.
No doubt. But that's what you do in the waiting room. Waiting room is not about talking about... we'll get into it later, because it was pretty funny, the conversation.
So is this a new location, or... I mean, the guy was pretty much asking for the design at some point.
How many square feet is this
place? Can I see the plans?
Yeah. Meanwhile, I'm like, I want to talk about my niece who thinks my other niece is dying because she's a drama queen. You know, I want to tell good stories.
And Roy had the good stories yesterday.
Being all dramatic.
The problem is that there was other people in the waiting room, too, who like we didn't know and didn't know us.
Well, we were doing a show for them.
They got it.
You're welcome.
We'll discuss that later on this morning. And then my mom. So then I saw my mom yesterday. She came by because Amanda's been in New York, so then my mom drops by and Amanda's grandma has been helping out and she's been there too. So my mom said, "What'd you do today? Did you get a nap?" I said, "A little one. You know, I had work, then I went to Sona, then I came home and I mowed the grass." And she goes, "What are you trying to do? Get sick?" I'm like, whoa. Mom.
Whoa.
Yeah. Like,
you're doing too much.
Yeah, because she's 78 years old and retired and does nothing all day except go to doctor's appointments. So when you tell her that you're being active, she's like, "What's the matter with you? You trying to get sick?" It was life, Mom.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. Yep. So, all right. Up next, though, we're going to talk about, speaking of parents, this is a pretty interesting article we found. Parents text these questions to their kids more than 900 times a year. Not in a lifetime. You'll be they say you'll have over 10,000 conversations with your kids through text a year. Is that crazy?
Yeah, it is.
That's the average.
I literally just texted my mom just now.
Yeah. All right, so we'll find out what question parents are asking their kids 900 times a year. And then also, we've got that $1,000 for you at 8 a.m. this morning.
All right, perfect. It's going to be a big show.
I'm feeling it.
I'm feeling it, too.
All right, let's go.
All right.
I didn't work.
Come on, computer.
Hit the button. Let's
you
go.
Can do it. Right.
There you go. Come on, Jonas Brothers. Wake us up.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1. We're the Mania Roy and the Ren Morning Show.
All right. Let's play a quick game here early in the 6 a.m. hour.
Okay.
According to this article that we found in the New York Post, the average American family will send 10,384 messages between themselves and the kids each year. 10,300 messages a year.
Good gosh.
Within these messages, parents are going to text this question to their kids over 900 times, coming in at an average of 980 times. What's that question that they'll be asking their kids?
What time will you be home?
Ooh.
Show me what time will you be home?
Really?
I love you.
With a question mark?
Yeah.
They're questions.
I don't know. How are you?
I love you?
I don't know.
Are you is in it.
Are you?
Are you coming home?
Where are you?
Oh, where are you?
Yep.
That makes sense.
Yep. Parents will text their child, where are you, an average of 989 times a year.
That's why you should just track your kids on their phones.
And then
you don't even have to ask that question.
I love you, Roy, is on there.
Oh, good.
But that's not the number one question. And they do that about 1,100 times a year. So, let's see. The top activity families use for one-on-one text messages. Making dinner plans at 53%. Next in line was coordinating errands, like, hey, run to the store, go pick up the dog, or whatever. And then the last one was who's shuffling the kids to the events.
We like to send funny things to each other. We, like, me, my mom, my dad, my sister are on like a group chat, and we just send each other funny things.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a family text too with my mom, my two older brothers, and then my cousin, who is a only child, is kind of like our sister.
Okay.
My aunt, and then my mom. So we're all on it. And all they talk about is the Brady's new renovation show because they all grew up in the in the 70s or in the early 80s. So, and guess what? Once again today, I've forgotten my phone. I left my phone at home yesterday. I didn't get to my phone till 1:30 yesterday after our meeting at Sona.
Wow. And how was that? Did it feel okay?
Dude, it was awesome. Honestly, I had like 20 messages and none of them were relevant or would have changed my day.
Hmm. Yeah.
It was so good that you left it at home again.
Yeah, well, I realized the thing is that Amanda's mother's dog is there and I take the dog out in the morning and it's just one more thing that ruins me, that takes me from my daily routine.
Yeah, well, you have, like example, I hit Callie in the head this morning with a door by accident, and, like, I left my iPad, I left my wallet, I needed, everything's all out of whack for me.
But last week, you didn't, and you had your routine.
Yeah.
You knew where your keys were, you did all that 1, 2, 3, so anyway. All right, Lorraine, what do you got coming up in the dirty?
So, Aaron Carter had a really interesting day yesterday, and we've got to break down why he was almost taken into custody for mental evaluation.
Even though we both know we're liars, and we start each other's fires, we just know that we'll be all right. Even though we kicked out the party, because we both hate everybody, we're the ones they want to be like. So don't let me down, keep me in trouble, born to be wild, out in the jungle, and I don't wanna be somebody without your body close to me, and if it wasn't you, I wouldn't want anybody close to me, cause I'm an animal, animal.
Too close for comfort. I had to cut my off. She being stubborn. I make it known I'm with you, not undercover. And when I jump in, I'm burning rubber. Iced out body, didn't go to college. Price tag popping, then you on the block. Don't say sorry, everyone's watching. When you're where I am, everything's timeless.
And I don't wanna be.
Celebrity Gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. KS95.1.
Nick Carter has had an interesting week, and yesterday it was even more interesting.
So, you said Nick.
Oh, I'm sorry, Aaron. Aaron Carter that we're talking about. Nick is going to come into the story, but a little later.
Okay.
So Aaron Carter, he was on the doctors last week and said that he was struggling with mental illness. They did a drug test on him. He admitted to some things and saying that anxiety was at the core of it, and that he was also diagnosed with schizophrenia and multiple personality disorder. So his family has been very concerned about him, and they've asked for some welfare checks on Aaron because he owns a lot of guns. And when you're, you know, mentally unstable, that probably that shouldn't go hand in hand.
That's not an issue in America. What are you talking about?
Yeah, right. So somebody called and tried to put a 5150 on him, which is a mental hold where they come into your house. They basically evaluate your psychiatric mental stability.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they say one way or the other. Well, they weren't able to take him into custody and they weren't able to take his guns away. But last night, Aaron went on this rant about his brother Nick on social media saying that he hasn't seen him in 4 years and he doesn't intend to and that they're done for good. He's also seeking a restraining order against him.
Mm.
It was, the whole thing was sad. I was reading it because he was doing it live like around 9 o'clock and it was one tweet after another. And then there would like be some like troubling things too. Like you'd be like, wait till you see what I do next. And then you're like, whoa. Well, and then the next tweet would then fizzle that.
Yeah.
And you're like, it was just up and down, up and down, up and down.
So let me just be clear on this. Nick is the one seeking the restraining order on Aaron probably because of those tweets.
Yeah.
So,
Really? Yeah. Nick got the restraining order?
Yeah. So,
the article I read said Aaron got the restraining order on Nick, and I was like,
no, Aaron went off on social media, which I think caused Nick to try to seek the restraining order on Aaron.
Nobody could get the Carter boys right.
No. Lizzo, she called out Postmates and her fans were calling her out over it. They said, listen, you shouldn't go on social media and blow up somebody's spot who's working in the service industry to your million followers. So she apologized for it and Postmates reached out to her and said, hey, please send us a personal DM so we can get to the bottom of this. This was all over stolen food.
Hey, let me tell you something. You steal my food. I'm going to go online and tweet about it, too. Why can't you blast about that?
I've been known to go on a social media rant.
You have.
I know. I'm surprised I haven't gone on a rant on my apartment complex.
It's coming.
It probably is. It's going to stew for a couple more days.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up in the 7:30 Dirty, I'll tell you what Taylor Swift is up to and why you need tickets to go see her.
Sweet. We did this late in the show yesterday. This morning, we're going to bless the 6 a.m. crowd with this. Producer Nicole doesn't listen to music like the typical person. Like, she's all in her feels when she hears a song.
Yes. So she's going to give us a lyric, and then we're going to try to figure out what song it is because Maney, Loren, and I, we just listen for the beats, man. We don't
know anything.
Like, music to 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Shots number one of music station, Kiss 95.1. That is Khalid and Talk. We are the Maney Roy, the Rim Morning Show, with your chance to win $1,000.
Woohoo!
Kiss Cash Code comes your way at 8 a.m. Get that code word that gets you $1,000.
Welcome, Producer Nicole.
Hello.
Producer Nicole will not be here tomorrow, Friday, or Monday because she's on her way to a 5-day bachelorette party. If she comes back alive next week, I'll be surprised.
I was going to say, a 5-day bachelorette party, that could be bad.
And it's like, it's in Key West.
Yeah. Mm.
And it's like your bestie who you met who worked here.
Yeah. She is my first and best friend in Charlotte.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Casey. Congratulations to her. Now, we did this yesterday. You all know here on the show that producer Nicole loves her song. She loves New Music Friday. Anything new, she's all over it. Goes to concerts left and right.
Whenever she's having a rough day, we can hear the vibrations from her studio music that she's just really into.
And it's not the beat or the tempo of the song. I mean, that's into it too, I bet. But you really listen for the lyrics because they're talking to you at that moment.
Yeah, I mean, yes and no. Like, I like music that makes you feel something that obviously can be like a sad feeling or a bad feeling, but also it could be like a really good feeling, and you know, like feelings of friendship or feelings of like with yourself. But I love the songwriting process, which is why I appreciate lyrics so much.
All right, what do you got for us this morning? Give us the Wednesday Nicole song lyric of the day.
Okay, even though we know we're liars. We start each other's fires. We just know that we'll be all right.
And this is a song that we play on Kiss.
Mm-hmm. Even though we're kicked out of the party, Because we both hate everybody.
Oh, it's I know this one.
We're
it's,
the ones they want to be like.
It is it I Don't Care?
Nope. That's really old. You went back for that one.
Is that one old? Is it,
I might as well have landed here from Venus.
I got yesterday's. I got nothing today.
Is it Ed Sheeran, Beautiful People?
No.
Oh, that's a good guess.
But I will tell you, we have already played it.
This morning?
This morning we have already played. No, you can't.
Speechless, Dan and Shay.
No.
Mm. Huh.
Roy, you can't just go back and look at
everything. Yes, I can.
Cheater.
Is it Sucker by Jonas Brothers?
No.
It is not.
No.
Man.
If you said...
Or if we haven't played it, we're about to play it.
Oh, I know it.
It's Problem, Ariana Grande.
No.
Give us a lyric again. I got to hear this, because I seriously listen to the music we play, okay, and that doesn't even ring a bell to me.
Even though we...
Oh, someone said on Facebook Live, Close to Me.
Yeah.
Tell me again. Do it.
Even though we both know we're liars and we start each other's fires, we know that we'll be all right.
I'm like, I know the tempo. Wow. I just don't know the name of the song.
But see, when she talks it and doesn't sing it, it doesn't mean anything to me song-wise, but it's some deep lyrics.
Yeah.
Like that one song that I always ask you. I'm like, what is she saying?
New Rules.
Yeah. Yes.
What do you always think it is?
Dua Lipa.
Let him in. What'd you
think? Now I know it. Don't let him in. Don't let him in.
But what'd
you
think?
Don't be his friend.
I thought it was Anita Man.
I thought it was Letterman.
Letterman.
Dave Letterman.
Okay.
I thought it was Anita Man. Anita Man.
That's what I might have thought it was. But all right. Thank you, producer Nicole, for your lyric of the morning. Yeah, you got to give us an extra one tomorrow. Record it so that we can play it while you're not here.
I'll think about it.
All right, good.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Happy 9th anniversary to Loren, who celebrated it by doing what?
Nothing.
Oh.
I was home by myself.
All right, let's break down Loren's uneventful anniversary, her 9th anniversary, and find out why it was so uneventful coming up in just about 7 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. It's the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. And our boo, Loren Roy, celebrated her 9th anniversary yesterday.
Yes.
Yep, 9 years of wedding bliss.
And how was it? Did you have flower petals and champagne and...
Did you have plans?
Well, we didn't, but for a reason. So, my husband was out of town.
Work.
On work, yeah.
That's why it was uneventful?
Yeah, that whole work thing. And he travels so much. You know, you'd think, like, maybe he would rearrange his schedule to be home. And at first, I thought, like, maybe he didn't realize when he made his travel plans that it was our 9-year wedding anniversary. But it turns out the stuff is just hitting the fan in the city that he had to go to, you know, clean up a little
mess. Yeah.
So, I'm not mad. It was just uneventful and kind of sad because I was literally home by myself, but I had cash with me.
Do you care that much on 9 though?
Yeah, I think it's
a bigger deal with 10 though.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Like, he better take me somewhere spectacular for 10. Like, we're going away.
Hold on one second. Dallas, I know you're probably sleeping or dealing with cash. Feel the force.
No, I feel like that'll be a conversation that we have when we actually do celebrate. And thank you. We're on Facebook Live on Kiss 95.1's Facebook page, and everyone is saying happy anniversary in there. I think what we're going to do is celebrate this weekend, but we have like a weekend packed of stuff too. And Manny, you asked me, will you guys go out tonight? And I'm like, probably not.
Mm.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. What is 9? Well, you know, like, does 9 have a significance to it? 9-year anniversary?
Is it wood?
No, that was 5, I think.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. Now I got to look it up.
I made a wood thing for Amanda.
Did she laugh at you?
Actually, I laughed at it, but she liked it.
Okay.
It was like... The first date we went on, I did it by date. So it was like the first date, that date, and then engagement, and then marriage. And I put it on like lap wood.
Yeah.
You know, and then I don't know where it is. It sure as hell ended up in my house.
Huh, interesting.
She secretly got rid of it.
I think we used it for kindling to get a fire pit going last year.
I think ceramic is the 9-year.
Ceramic.
That's so strange. So like people give like...
A Hummel? You know what hummels are?
Yeah, I do know what a hummel is. Like the little figurines.
Yeah.
They like make pottery for each other or
mugs. You guys should do a pottery class together.
Just like Ghost. Could you see my husband doing a pottery class?
Yes.
Really? You could?
Get some wine, have a good time.
Roy, get behind her like Ghost and do a the pottery scene.
I don't know what that is.
The movie Ghost, that very infamous movie where Patrick Swayze's behind Demi Moore and they're making the... That thing is spinning. And
oh, no. That sounds romantic.
Romantic, schmantic. It's awesome.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be into a pottery class, but I did.
He made you this ashtray. Do you know that when we were kids, we would do that, like in the 80s?
Yeah.
I would make an ashtray for my dad.
I did too. Yeah. My dad was a big smoker. He passed away with cancer, but.
There was actually like fancy, like $200 ones too you could buy. There was
the
like
crystal
the
crystal ones.
Yeah, there was like the high end ones.
Yeah.
I remember one ashtray that if you broke it, it was so expensive because if you broke it, it only shattered in three pieces.
You would think the schools back in the 80s would even be like, bring this home. It's, lung cancer awareness week. No.
Yeah, no.
Today we're building ashtrays. And if your parents smoke cigars, make sure you make the holder big enough for the cigar.
Oh, my gosh. So do you know what we're doing for our 9-year anniversary now? We're going to a concert on Friday that I don't want to go to.
Oh, is that really? How'd that become an anniversary thing?
Because that's what I don't. Yeah, it's early enough. He's not listening. Because he hasn't opened his gift yet. But that's what I got him for our anniversary. But I'm like, how can I get out of going to this? Because I just really wanted to give the tickets and then like send him and his friend. Because he didn't want to go to J-Lo with me. So I don't feel like I should have to go to Kid Rock.
Oh, Kid Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be a loud show.
Yeah, I'm all set.
My name is Kid.
Yeah, just give it to his best bud.
I know, but he's gonna be like, we didn't spend our anniversary together, so I really want you to go with me.
Oh, well, I feel the romance at the Kid Rock show.
Right?
Yeah, put the rose petals out for that social event.
I'll take you to dinner beforehand. Well,
hey,
good.
There's no champagne at the Kid Rock show,
right.
That I can assure.
I'm looking for, like, something along the lines of a spa day, some champagne, rose petals, you know. He did leave me flowers yesterday morning in a really sweet note, so...
I can't wait to make out ball to the ball to the bank to the bank. The booty's playing.
And I can't even, like, I've never seen Dallas, like, in that realm. Like, I don't know if I want to see him in that realm. Like, what is he going to be, headbanging? I don't know.
Does he have a denim jacket he's going to wear and some cutoff shorts?
No idea, but apparently he's this huge Kid Rock fan and, like, used to be go to all of his concerts.
Really?
Yes. No idea.
Okay.
Holy cow.
After 15 years together, something I didn't know popped up.
Hey, back in the late 90s, like early 2000s, I considered myself a goo head.
Really? I don't even know what that is.
The Goo Goo Dolls?
Yeah.
Oh, I love Goo Goo Dolls.
Yeah, I would like travel up and down the California coast to see the Goo Goo Dolls.
Oh my God. I've never traveled that much for someone. Like, I've never seen multiple shows.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, happy anniversary, Loren. Sorry that it didn't turn out the way you wanted, but Friday night sounds like it's going to be a blast.
Still to come.
We do War of the Roses at 7:50, new episodes on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And yesterday, you guys who get in the car right about now and jump out might not have heard it, but why did we hate the guy before we even found out that he was a cheater?
It was a telemarketer. The worst job.
Ugh. But he did something that makes us ask a question for you coming up just after 7. He got busted for cheating, and we're going to tell you how, and then we want to hear if maybe you found out the same way. We'll do it just after 7 right here. It's Manny, Roy, and Loren on a Wednesday.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So we do something called War of the Roses. If you've never heard of it before, we do it Tuesdays and Thursdays at 7:50, and it's where someone calls us needing our help because they think their significant other is cheating. So we call that significant other.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Offer them romantic roses to send to someone who they love. And if they don't send it to their boyfriend or girlfriend, and they send it to someone else, that's a good idea that they're cheating.
And I actually ran into someone last week who listens to the show. She's a third shifter, and she gets us from 6 to 6:45. That's it. And she never hears War of the Roses, never heard of it.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that funny? So I said, well, you can go on the podcast. You can actually tell your in-home listening system, Alexa. I just set up a little Alexa.
Yes.
You can tell Alexa to play the War of the Roses podcast, and that's all you'll get is War of the Roses. So yesterday we had an interesting one. We found out that, Leslie wanted to find out if Mark was cheating.
Yes, Mark is a telemarketer. So he calls you and tries to push products on you, which I hate telemarketers. And he's been working late.
So he sends the romantic roses, Loren, to someone named Rena. And this is where we have a question for y'all this morning, because we want to know how often this happens. Leslie finds out that it's Rena, and then she goes on to say this. Here's a little clip from the war.
No, it really has not been going on that long. It started small and then it kind of just escalated. It really hasn't
gone on. So for the last 3 months, you've been going to Rena's house. When I have met Rena, and Rena's been smiling in my face, we've had conversations, and then you do...
Right there. When you actually met the person that was cheating on you and you had no idea whether it was a friend, whether it was your partner's coworker, whoever it was, 704-570-9595, we're wanting to know, did you know the person you were cheated on with?
So shady.
Did it ever happen to you where you looked at the person in the eye, shook their hand, gave them a hug, and then found out that they were the ones that were being deceitful behind your back? That's the worst.
Yeah, but I was a kid still. Like, I was in high school when my boyfriend at the time cheated on me right before prom, and I caught them together. And the girl was somebody who was my best friend a couple years earlier.
Yeah, I had a girlfriend back when I was pretending to be straight. And
those are the days.
Those are the days. And I remember I was with her, and I noticed my best friend's high school ring, and I was like, "That's weird. Why is my best friend's high school ring here?" And then come to find out, them two were sleeping together.
Mm.
But I didn't care because I was gay.
Right, right.
You stayed friends with that guy, right?
Yeah, I was like, don't do that.
Yeah,
because this is my girlfriend.
Yeah, this happened to me when I was in college. Guy I was real good friends with. In fact, I did the college radio show with him. He looked like Troy Aikman, the old football player for the Dallas Cowboys, so we called him Aikman.
Mm-hmm.
And I was dating this one woman, and Aikman would, and she would come in and hang out in the radio studio in college with us, and I thought she was there for me. Little did I know they were seeing each other behind my back.
Oh, no.
The whole time.
Oh, it's so weird. Because then you start, like, going back in your memory, and, like, was there, like, signs, or were they doing something?
Yes, there were signs.
You know what I mean? Like, you missed it at the time, but...
One of the signs was I left the party before they did.
Yeah, that's not good,
that ain't a good sign. I was like, I'm leaving, and her name, I forget her name. Let's say Lisa. I said, Lisa, you coming? She goes, no, I'm going to stay here. I'll hang out.
How come Lisa and Aikman's been in the bathroom for the past 40 minutes?
I don't know, but lucky for you two, it broke up the Maney and Aikman show, and now it's the Maney Roy Loren show, which is nice. But 704-570-9595. I'm sure this happens a lot where you actually met the person who was cheating on you, but you didn't know it at the time. Like, they were being deceitful behind your back. They knew it, because, let's be honest, Rena, when Rena said hi to Leslie on that War of the Roses,
yeah, she knew.
She knew she was sleeping with her man.
Yeah, let's talk with Chris in Concord. Hey, Chris, welcome to the Maney Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Hey, guys, how y'all doing this morning?
Hey, man, we're doing really well. So tell us what happened.
Well, you know, we all go to the same, and we try to...
He said the same church.
Everything. So I would actually go to work and come home, and there's... You know, just been some problems with a friend of mine, and you know, you go to church with them, and you try to do the best you know how to do because of things that you've been through in your life. And
so, Chris, let me help you along. Like, did someone that you went to church with was messing around with your wife?
Yes,
really. And you have to see that person every Sunday.
Every Sunday, we were friends. We went over to him and his wife's house. They were having problems, and I was it was crazy how he like started inviting himself over like for grill outs. Hey man, you want to grill out? And he would invite himself over to my house within the whole time.
But not to be it with was, you, it was to be with your wife.
Right.
Oh that's wow. Sick.
Wow.
Mm. That's church, y'all.
He needs to say an extra prayer.
Yes.
All right, this is Sarah in Charlotte. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Red Morning Show.
Hey, guys.
Who'd you know, Sarah, that was actually doing the cheating?
It was one of my exes. And he was, I asked him multiple times, and he was hooking up with this, like, freshman girl. And she added me on Twitter and... like, all out of the blue, just added me on Twitter and tried to be my best friend and would always tweet me and be like, oh, you're so pretty, like, I want to be your friend, this and that. And I was just like, okay, girl, whatever. And I asked my ex if he knew who she was, and he was like, oh, yeah, she's hooking up with one of my friends. And I had asked him about it because she had posted pictures in his apartment. Like, I'm not stupid, but
yeah.
I was just like, okay, I'll believe you if you say so. But I ended up finding out that he was cheating on me with her. And I'm like, oh, man. Why would you try to be my friend?
How many times do you think you met her while they were cheating?
Probably a good handful of times.
And that makes us feel so dumb because, like Roy said about my situation, the signs were there and you just want to hit yourself in the face and be like, why didn't you notice? But you just didn't know.
Yeah.
I asked him to his face and he was just like, no, like, oh my God, that's gross. No. And I'm like, well, all right. I don't know.
You should have done War of the Roses, Sarah. Yeah. That's what you should have done.
I know.
All right. Thanks, Sarah.
704 just texted in and said, my ex cheated on me with my best friend over 10 years. They were fooling around while I was asleep in the same house.
Oh.
And I found out while she asked me to hold her cell phone while she got a tattoo, and he sent her an very, very adult video.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you tell the tattoo artist to tattoo something ridiculous on her at that point?
Can you change that tattoo to cheater?
Let's quickly talk with Tina and Chester. Tina, we don't have much time, but tell us your story. Okay, well, Tina,
that was
she was so respectful of our time, she hung up.
That was a real quick story, Tina. Thank you.
Producer Nicole, what you heard her story. It said 20 years marriage?
Yeah, she was married for 17 years and had a best friend of 20 years, found out that she was pregnant with his kid.
Oh man. Years of lies. Mm. Years of lies. Okay.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Thanks, everyone, for sharing your stories. That's a tough part of your life, too, when you find out that you're being cheated on and you met the person that was cheating with your significant other. It's like, I shook that person's hand.
Yeah. Well, listen, we're going to get to the dirty with Loren. What you got coming up?
So Taylor Swift's got a big announcement, and there's an A-list celebrity planning a secret wedding. I'll tell you who it is and the details that I have coming up in the dirty in 10 minutes.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. KS95.1.
So there's an A-list celebrity that is planning a secret wedding.
Ooh, is it Bieber and Hailey Baldwin?
No. Although they are supposed to be celebrating, you know, their 1 year with a wedding.
And if you know about it, isn't it the not-so-secret wedding?
Well, right. Let me tell you why I know about it. Anyway, it's Jennifer Lawrence. So she and her art gallery director fiance were seen at a courthouse, and in a now deleted tweet, an eyewitness says, when you're getting your marriage license and J-Law walks in to tie the knot before your eyes, the courthouse is cool, kids. So now
Who tweeted that?
It was just an eyewitness. Mm-hmm. That tweet has since been deleted. And there's a celebrity photographer that is known for shooting Vanity Fair and GQ covers that also put up on social media not too long ago, working with the inspiring and talented Jennifer, and it's never a dull moment. So now people are thinking that maybe they are talking about wedding portraits.
Hmm.
Possibly.
Is it a male or female that she's marrying?
Male.
Okay.
She's
dating a woman for a while.
She is engaged to a man who is a art gallery director from Vermont.
Okay.
Anyway, we'll keep you posted because I think with a marriage license, they have so many days.
J-Law definitely dated a woman. Right after the last Mockingjay.
I thought she was bisexual.
Yeah.
You might
be thinking of Kristen Stewart. J-Law is also. All right. Trust me. Trust the gay guy on the show to know.
You're not the gay one.
The 44-year-old straight dad that lives in Waxhaw trying to figure it out. Okay, go ahead. What else?
All right, Taylor Swift, she made a big announcement that she will be going on tour, but it's going to be festival style this time. So she released some dates. A lot of them are overseas, though, in the UK and some other international dates. But there's two U.S. dates. And she basically said, I really wanted to play festivals and in the places that I've never been. And there weren't festivals. We are creating one. So there is going to be a Loverfest West and a Loverfest East next summer. So if you're in Los Angeles in July or Massachusetts, they will be having those are the
Where?
Only. I know, I can't say it. Massachusetts. I
really?
Say, yes, it's like one of those words that I get tongue tied on.
You actually pronounced the ch in Massachusetts. Massachusetts.
Anyway, those are the only two U.S. states. So if you want to see her, you're going to have to go to those two places.
Massachusetts.
And Mike Posner just shared a new single, and this is the first single since he returned on his walk across America after being bitten by a rattlesnake. It is called Slow It Down. I said slow it down. I still got the feeling, baby. Slow it down.
I hear the snake.
It's part of the the deal with the snake. Yeah. I won't poison you too much if you put me on your next single.
Perfect.
How cool would it be if he took the snake and it's now his like pet?
Yeah.
You're coming it. With me. I think it was a baby rattlesnake.
It was.
Yeah. If you missed it, the new Bachelor has been announced. It is, well, if you want to know, keep listening. If you don't want to know, turn down your radio. It's Pilot Peter, and he's going to be on Good Morning America today. So you'll be able to watch him there. And Brad Pitt is opening up about the Kanye West Sunday service that he went to. Mr. Kim Kardashian has been doing these since January, I believe. And his biggest one was at Coachella for Easter Sunday.
I think he's doing something really special there. It's just it's a pure celebration of life and people, and it's really delightful.
Nice.
He's really delightful.
Being good at that.
Yeah.
You know?
And I love Brad Pitt, so that's your dirty.
I just like how the church is in the middle of a parking lot.
Yeah, he does pop. They're like pop-ups. He moves them around, I think.
I think he has so many people that he has to do it outside.
That's pretty cool, man. All right, let's play Can't Beat Loren, 704-570-9595. If I'm not mistaken, she has 60 wins.
More than that, I think. Is it 60?
I think 60, yeah.
Wow.
Yep, so call now and take her down, please.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren.
Bring it.
On Kiss 95.1.
Hey, Rachel, welcome to the Mani, Rory, and Loren Morning Show.
Hey, y'all. Good morning.
Hi, you are playing Can't Beat Loren today.
Oh, yeah, I'm excited.
See how you do.
All right, Lauren, get out of the studio.
I'm going.
All right, Lauren is putting the headphones down. She is walking out of the studio and...
Hi.
She is gone. Now, you could actually watch her leave if you look up Kiss95.1's Facebook page where we are video streaming that. But she's out of the studio and she can no longer hear these questions.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Katy Perry is the latest artist to get on the Lullaby CDs. Those are the CDs that you play for your little ones while they sleep. What actor is she engaged to?
Orlando Bloom.
And question two. The next Bachelor's been revealed and it's Peter Weber. What Bachelor spinoff show ended last night with the franchise's first same-sex couple getting engaged?
Bachelor in Paradise.
HBO Max paid $1 billion for this former CBS sitcom featuring Jim Parsons and Kaley Cuoco. What show is that?
Big Bang Theory.
Question four. Jennifer Lawrence was recently spotted at a New York City courthouse with her boyfriend, creating rumors of them tying the knot. What's the name of the book and film series that she starred in as Katniss Everdeen?
Hunger Games.
And Aaron Carter revealed last week that he suffered from multiple mental disorders, but said last night that he does not have any mental illness. Who is his older brother and former current Backstreet Boy member?
I just watched the boy band con last night, and he's a poor boy, but it's Nick Carter.
That is right. All right, come on in, Lorraine.
Lorraine, it's going to be a tough battle. Our friend Rachel got them all correct, which means I won't tell you if you got it right or wrong until the very end.
Okay.
A little insight for everyone. I'm not so sure you're going to get all five right.
Oh.
Okay.
All right, here we go, Rachel. She's got her headphones on. Let's find out. Katy Perry is the latest artist to get a Lullaby treatment. You know, she's got that CD that you put the kids to sleep.
Uh-huh.
Okay, who is her actor fiance?
It is Orlando Bloom.
The next Bachelor's been revealed, and it's Peter Weber. What Bachelor spinoff show ended last night with the franchise's first same-sex couple getting engaged?
Bachelor in Paradise.
And HBO Max paid $1 billion for this former CBS sitcom featuring Jim Parsons and Kelly Cuoco.
The Big Bang Theory.
Jennifer Lawrence was recently spotted at a New York City courthouse with her boyfriend, creating rumors of them tying the knot together. By the way, I said that I thought J-Law had dated a woman at one time.
She did not.
I did a little research and I found out she didn't, so I'm retracting my statement.
Okay.
What's the name of the book and film series, though, that she starred in as Katniss Everdeen?
The Hunger Games.
And Aaron Carter revealed last week that he suffered from multiple mental disorders, but said last night that he doesn't have any mental illnesses. Who is his older brother and current Backstreet Boy member?
Nick Carter.
See, I thought the Big Bang one might get you.
Oh, man.
I know. 5-5, it's a tie. They're in. You got 61 wins.
Luckily, I saw that news this morning.
What is HBO Max, by the way?
I don't know. I thought that HBO Now and HBO Go.
Yeah, HBO Max paid $1 billion for the Big Bang Theory after did. Netflix just paid $500 million for Seinfeld.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, Rachel.
Yes.
You know what I want to hear before we let you go. Not quite a win.
I'm Rachel from Charlotte, and I can't beat Loren, but I can tire.
Thanks for playing, Rachel.
Still to come.
All right, we got $1,000 to hand to you. It's called the Kiss Cash Code. We are going to put cash in your pockets. That's all coming up. Less than 20 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. That is Lizzo, Truth Hurts with the Manny Roy and the Ram Morning Show.
Go check out the picture of Roy hanging with Lizzo backstage on Sunday.
Yes, that's up at the MRL show on Insta.
Did you guys ever believe something growing up and then your parents told you when you were older that that wasn't true? Or the your history of your life changed with them telling you something? Maybe your uncle is really your dad?
Oh, wow. Something that big.
That's what I found out. Well, no, hold on. I take that back. Whoa. I didn't find out that that my uncle's my dad.
Oh, okay. Wow. You shocked me for a second.
Yeah. My Uncle Bud's really my dad. No, I found out. I went to dinner the other night with my parents, and we got to talking. And when I was real little, like up until about 6 years old, my son Dean's age right now, we had a husky dog named Kitschy.
Okay.
Well, I always thought Kitschy was our family dog because my dad talked about a dog named Kitschy that he had, you know, before, like when he was like younger. And I thought that that was this Kitschy dog and that Kitschy died of old age.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it turns out my dad had two dogs with the same name.
Oh,
which
that's
is
strange.
A different thing. One.
Woofer 2.0.
Not even. He had one dog he grew up with named Kitschy. Then they got this other dog named Kitschy. Okay, and my dad told me that Kitschy had passed away. That's not true. Apparently, I'm the last one in my family to know. My two older brothers know this. My mom knew this, and my dad knew this. Like, Kitschy ran away and never came back. And they, to this day, have no idea where he is, what Whoa. His status was. I mean, granted, this was in the early 80s. But, like, as I would tell a story, and you guys know, I've been in trouble for lying before. I lied to my wife about going to the University of Kansas when I never did. Right?
Yeah.
And I was just trying to be cool to kick it. But, like, I've told people, I was like, oh, yeah, we had this awesome, beautiful husky. She died of old age, you know. No, my dad was walking her one day, and the leash broke, and she jetted off in the middle of a snowstorm in New Jersey, and that's it. That's where the Kitschy story ends in my family's life.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, that's kind of simple, but I bet you other people have deeper stories.
Yeah, if you parents ever lie to you, and literally everything has changed after you found out the truth, you know, give us a phone call at 704-570-9595.
You know, this isn't really a lie, but it was like a mess up on my mom's behalf, and I'm sure she's in the car listening right now, but she, my entire life, told me that I was a certain blood type. And then when I had my son Cash, I learned that I'm a totally different blood type. And if I would have ever needed a blood transfusion and gone in and said that I was this blood type, the other blood could have killed me.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Jeez, well, thanks, it's Mom. Who knows?
Yeah. ABCD. Yeah, you know, you're fine.
You pick it.
I think you're a G negative. I don't know.
But And by the way, producer Nicole is jumping on the phones. We do have a couple lines open for you at 704-570-9595 to get in here. And you got 5 minutes to $1,000 with the KISS cash code. But I mean, and my parents were like, oh, it was just kind of insignificant.
Yeah.
That you know, the dog didn't die of old age, that the dog just disappeared. I'm like, yeah, but that story, that's like a lifetime story.
Yeah.
The dog's supposed to come back.
Yeah.
Right? And the dog never came back. And where is it?
Oh.
Somebody else probably has it now.
Let's talk with Marley in Taylorsville. Marley, welcome to the Maney Roy and the Ren Morning Show.
It was like 1982.
Good morning.
So what's the lie that your parents told you?
Well, I found out when I was 19 that my dad was actually my stepdad, and my real dad lived in Lancaster, South Carolina, and I had a whole other family that I did not know about.
Wow. How'd you find that one out?
I found the adoption papers in the attic.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, so you weren't even told.
For a year. I have a half-brother who's 13 I've never met, and I met my sister when I was 19. She was 13.
And how old were you when you found the papers?
I was 18. That does change everything.
I mean, it shouldn't. You know, your parents are your parents. They raised you. Your stepdad loved you like a daughter. But, like, in your mind, like, that just changed the whole dynamic of your life.
Your history.
You feel like you missed out on knowing your siblings and...
Well, I lived 15 minutes down the road from my sister and had no idea.
Crazy.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it was crazy.
Thanks.
Thank you so much. You know, you can actually watch the Maney Roy and the Ren Morning Show. If you go to kiss951.com or go on the Kiss95.1 app, you can watch the live feed there and chat with us. And this is actually a what I probably would say a good lie. My dad was a police officer. He had a scar underneath his chin, according to Paul. He always said that he crashed while riding his bike. Turns out that a woman, while he was working, tried to stab him with a letter in the chin. And that's why he had the scar.
Wow.
You don't want to tell your kids that.
Yeah. No, that's a story that could come out a little later in life.
For sure.
All right. More of your phone calls. What did you find out older that you thought was true when you were younger and turned out to not be true? We got that plus $1,000 for you coming up after Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello, the Maney Roy and Loren Show.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss95.1 with the Maney Roy and Loren Morning Show. You still have time to get that code word and put it in by texting 45911, or you can go to kiss951.com or on the app and get the code word there. $1,000 up for grabs right now for the next 10 or so minutes. It's called the KISS cash code.
And by the way, it puts you in the running for that 10 grand, which is awesome.
Right.
That's huge. When did you find out that your history was different than what you thought it was? We're getting so many phone calls. We have 12 lines. They're all jammed up, so let's get to work. I brought this up because I found out that a dog that I thought we had for years when I was younger passed away from old age. It turns out that the dog just broke the leash one day and ran away from my dad, and nobody ever knew what happened to it. My family's so disconnected to life that they just moved on. Like, it was no big deal to them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. let's talk with...
Where do you want to go? I mean, there's so many.
They're all really good. Just randomly pick up Caitlin in Fort Mill.
Hi.
Welcome to the Maney Roy and the Ren Morning Show. Tell us the lie.
Yeah, so I was talking to my mom one night. She was actually drunk for like the first time in her life. And she decided to tell me that she had a kid in high school that I had no idea about. Her parents actually forced her to give him up for adoption. And so I was then her child that she had when she first got married to my dad. But my entire life, I thought I was her first kid. And apparently I have some brother out there that I was never aware of.
Wow. Have you ever met him?
No, I haven't. She said it was a completely closed adoption. So she hasn't even seen him since the day she gave birth.
Do you think you'll ever try to, like, hunt him out?
I don't know. I feel like I kind of want to know him. I mean, he'd be almost 10 years older than me, so it would be kind of cool to have an older sibling.
Right. See, you're a better person than me. As you're telling the story, I'm going, well, mom raised me, so I'm the one.
Yeah, true. I mean, I am the only girl, so I still got that going for me.
Great. And it's just weird when you find out, isn't it, Caitlin?
It's so weird. I feel like, I mean, I've seen all her yearbook from high school, and I never saw that. She was massively pregnant.
Yeah. All right.
How did she hide all this from me?
Okay.
All right, thank you for calling. Let's say hi to Sabrina.
Sabrina, welcome to the Maney Roy and the Ren Morning Show.
Hi.
Go ahead, Sabrina.
So I found out at 18 that I was born in a different country because I was dealing with the legal battle of getting my citizenship. And it was really hard on me because I thought this whole time I was an American citizen. And at 18, I'm filing out paperwork to get my permanent residence card.
Really?
To become an American citizen.
So who eventually told you that you are, in fact, not an American citizen?
My stepdad.
That's really important information for, like, employment and life. Yeah. Okay. Wow.
And passports? I was wondering because they, like, I wanted to get a job earlier, like, before 18, and my dad was like, no, focus on school. And now it was like, at that point, I was like, oh, my goodness. Maybe that was the reason because he didn't want me to find out at that point of time. I don't know. But yeah,
yeah,
I didn't find out till 18 when he said, yeah, by the way, we've got to go fill out some paperwork. And the bad part about that is when you turn 18, like I was dragged over here as they pretty much said that since I didn't come before 18 to the office, that I have to pay for citizenship now.
What country were you originally from?
Germany.
Yeah, you have that German accent. That's what I was going to say.
Yes, was machst du denn deine Freizeit?
Happy Oktoberfest, Sabrina. It's almost here.
Yes.
All right.
We actually celebrate in September, but yeah.
Okay.
Oh. Okay.
All right. Thanks. Roy actually speaks pretty good German, which
don't.
Yes, you do.
He knows really like two phrases.
I know like two. I know.
What'd you just say?
What do you do in your free time?
That's pretty good. I can't say that in Spanish, and I took Spanish for 6 years. Speaking of different countries,
this is Sabrina. Again, welcome to the Main Your Boy, the Red Morning Show.
Again?
Hello.
Did we have a Sabrina that already this morning?
Not. I don't think Sabrina Spartanburg.
Yeah, I would say that we just spoke to a Sabrina.
Oh, yeah, but it's not the same Sabrina.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I was just making a comment that we have another Sabrina.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
It's our first day working together. We're sorry, everyone. Hi, Sabrina.
Hello.
Okay, go ahead. What's yours?
Okay, so when we first moved to South Carolina, my dad got a job at a trucking company, and the majority of the people were white. And every time me and my brothers would go to visit my dad at the job, all the people would always be talking about black people, and we'd be kind of weirded out because we thought we were half black. But then we would hear our dad say, I'm not like those people, I'm Jamaican. And he would always say he was Jamaican to his friends. And so we started thinking that we were Jamaican too, until one day we told our grandma, like, what is Jamaica like? And she's like, you're not Jamaican. And we're like, yeah.
Jamaican up some lies.
Yeah.
I know. And then she yelled at my dad, why are you telling them that you're Jamaican? And this was a while later. So we spent a long time thinking that we were not black, that we were Jamaican.
Yeah.
And it was just weird when we found out he was lying about his race.
Yep.
As a little kid, Sabrina, I had like the same thing. My dad told me I was from an ape because my dad had really hairy arms. And so I just ran around telling people that, like, I'm from apes. And it got so bad that the school, like, had to call my parents and was like, hey. So, because, you know, of course we're in the South and God made me, you know, that's, you don't go around saying you're from an ape.
Right.
Evolution isn't a thing.
Not in my school growing up. They didn't teach that part.
Someone said the text messages said that their parents were divorced. They always thought that it was like irreconcilable differences. Then she found out later in life that her mom had cheated on her dad.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Let's see. My dad has two different color eyes, one blue and one green. He always told me that a bolt dropped on his eye when he was working under a car. I finally found out the truth that he was just born that way.
That's such a cool story, though.
That's a much cooler story.
That's awesome.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
So Aaron Carter has had a rough couple of weeks, and his erratic behavior has gotten so bad that his brother Nick Carter is taking out a restraining order against him. I'll tell you what happened to prompt this restraining order coming up in the dirty in 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Billie Eilish, bad guy. It's Kiss 95.1 with the Manny, Roy, and the Ren Morning Show.
So there we were yesterday visiting some awesome clients, Sona Med Spa. And we're sitting in the waiting room getting ready to meet the doctor and the awesome people that run Sona Med Spa. And as we're sitting there, it's myself and Roy and Loren and somebody who works in their marketing department.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sherry, who works here at the radio station as an account executive. So there's the five of us sitting there, and Roy and Loren are sitting next to each other. Now, mind you, we're in the waiting room at Sona, which is basically a medical facility.
Right. They have dermatology there. They do med spa treatments. Mm-hmm. They do everything.
Yeah. And the waiting room is not filled, but there's women and men coming in and out.
It's pretty busy.
It's pretty busy. But you know what it is? It's also quiet. Except for the corner where Roy and Loren are. And I don't know whether you guys realize it or not, how loud you were talking. And here I am. Suddenly, I'm the etiquette coach.
You're like whispering.
I'm sitting next to the marketing director for Sona. And we were just doing small talk, like quiet small talk. And at one point, I wasn't talking at all for a good 5-minute stretch. Because that's what you do in the waiting room. That's called waiting room etiquette.
Yeah, I don't know why. I wasn't in the whispering mood.
So Roy and Loren are sitting over there just sharing stories that have nothing to do with anything going on today or tomorrow.
No.
Roy's talking about his career as a 911 operator, and you're being kind of loud about it to the point where the woman like next to me like looked up when you said that you would nap during your 911 shift.
I was going to say, and Roy was not painting a beautiful picture on his 911 days. He was basically the world's worst 911 dispatcher.
Wasn't the worst, but there was a learning curve.
And then you talked about, what else did you guys talk about?
I talked about my psoriasis very loudly and publicly.
There was also a story that Roy was telling me about his sister's kids and how.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
The dog died.
Yes. So, it's a good story for a waiting room.
Yeah, it's not a good waiting room story.
Here's the story. I'll tell you. And if you hear the story, you'd be like, I wish my waiting room was like this.
Okay.
Roy and I were doing a show for the waiting room, by the way.
So almost a year ago, my sister's dog, Stoli, passed away, and they had to bury him out in the backyard. The kids were a part of the funeral. My nieces are you know, like three. Five and three. And so, anyways, my one niece is throwing up quite a bit. She's very sick.
He's talking at this level, y'all, inside the waiting room.
So my other niece comes up to my sister, to the mom, and says, hey, if Emma keeps throwing up, are we going to have to put her in the dirt like Stoli? Which is a hilarious statement. And like, whoa, like that came out of nowhere. Clearly this kid has some trauma. And so my sister's like, no. No one's dying. That's not the case. So my niece then goes about and gathers all of the toys that Emma loves to play with and was like, well, maybe we can put this in the dirt with her. My sister's like, stop. No one's going in the dirt. And then on top of all that, she finally gets vegetables and she's like, well, here, give my sister this so we don't have to put her in the dirt. So clearly there's some trauma involving my nieces and the death of the dog that needs to be worked out in therapy at some point when they're older. And so I think that's a funny story. I'm telling it. I thought it was...
Loren was enjoying it.
Yeah, I was enjoying it.
Yeah. I just don't know if anybody else in the waiting room was picking up on it because they didn't know who we were to begin with. Mm-hmm. And clearly we were there for some reason. We all knew each other. And it's rare when you go to a waiting room unless you're with one other person.
And five people are together and they all know each other.
Yeah. Right. And we're not family.
And then,
so.
And then you over there whispering, yeah, so is this new? Like, how many rooms does this office have?
Yeah. I'm talking about the facility.
And like whispering it. I'm like, lame. I got better stories over here.
Who in here has ever sharded and then ditched the underwear? I'm just curious. 30 next.
Can we just talk about where we're going before we get lost? Let me out first. Can't get what we want without knowing. I've never felt like this before. I apologize if I'm moving too far. Can we just talk? Can we just talk? Figure out where we're growing. Yeah. Started off right, I can see it in your eyes. I can tell that you want more. What's been on your mind? There's no reason we should hide. Tell me something I ain't heard before. Now I've been dreaming about it, and it's you I'm on. Stop thinking.
just talk? Can we just talk about where we're going before we get lost? Let me out from wherever we go without knowing. I've never felt like this before. I apologize if I'm moving too far. Can we just talk? Can we just talk? Figure out where we're going. Out a few, left some flowers in the room. I'll make sure I leave the door unlocked. Now I'm on the way, swear I won't be late. I'll be there by 5 o'clock. Oh, you've been dreaming about it, and I'm what you want. So stop thinking about it. Can we just talk? Can we just talk about it? Before we get lost, let me be our friends. Can't get what we want without knowing. I've never felt like this before. I apologize if I'm moving too far. Can we just talk? Can we just talk? Figure out where we're going.
Your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette, sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Here's 95.1.
So, Aaron Carter has had a pretty rough couple weeks. First, he canceled his tour and saying that he needed to put his health first and recharge his batteries. Then he was on the doctors admitting that he had been diagnosed with multiple personality disorder and schizophrenia. And his family was so concerned about him that they had asked for some welfare checks on Aaron. Well, the police and somebody checking on his welfare came to his house a couple nights ago. And they were concerned because he has guns in the house. And if he's mentally unstable, then this is a problem.
Yes.
So they were not able to take him in on the 5150, which is a mental health hold. But Aaron was visibly upset over and talked to TMZ yesterday and kind of went through the experience.
So they come in my home. I said, hey, guys, come on in. And they said, we're actually here because, you know, we're worried about you, but we have a couple of questions to ask you. And he said, do you have any guns on you right now? And I said, no, I was going to bring my 9mm down, but I heard a knock. I saw you guys shine your light in, so I knew it was the cops.
Wow.
Yeah. And I watched the interview live. It was pretty bizarre.
He planning on doing with the gun?
He just has a bunch of guns. Oh, so anyway, his older brother, Nick Carter, has decided to take out a restraining order on Aaron. And, you know, that, of course, sent Aaron off. And he went on this huge Twitter rant. And it's just, it's all very bizarre. And I really hope that Aaron gets the help that he needs, because there's clearly some need for some help there. Lizzo, she just got called out on social media after she blew somebody up on her social media about Postmates. She said she had a Postmates delivery person who was stealing her food. So, she went on social media, blew up their spot, and people turned around and was like, hold on, why are you publicly shaming somebody in the service industry to your nearly a million followers?
Because they messed up.
Well, she's claiming that the guy, she didn't know 100% that he was stealing her food.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's the thing, I guess.
So then Postmates reached out to her and said, hey, DM us and we'll help you get to the bottom of it. Lizzo was like, hey, I didn't know. I waited another, amount of time. What was I supposed to do? Taylor Swift made a big announcement. She is going on tour for her new album, Lover, and it's going to be a festival tour. So now this is kind of interesting because a lot of these dates are in the UK or overseas, but she is going to be doing 2 US dates. And she says she wanted to do a festival tour, but where there wasn't festivals and she hasn't been yet, she's going to make a festival.
Mm.
So that's kind of cool.
All right, what's hot? What's trending? What should everybody have? What does Lauren like?
So Lady Gaga launched her makeup line not too long ago, and it has been a bestseller on Amazon. Now, I always like to kind of wait until the reviews start building. But the shimmer powders, the cream liners, and the shiny lip glosses have all sold out and are now restocked on Amazon.
Mm.
So people are loving them, and that is my What Loren Likes for today.
Cool. Thanks,
Loren.
We'll
have that information for you up at kiss951.com.
You mentioned Monday that Felicity Hoffman got sentenced to 14 or 30 days in jail.
No, 14.
Was it 14? Mm-hmm. Okay, sorry. 14 days in jail. I was right. And we did a little research. We found out what celebrity jail is actually like. So we're going to talk about that coming up for you guys in just about 7 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
The Gravediggers Ball is coming, y'all. October 26th, Uptown. Kiss 95.1's Gravediggers Ball has been around forever, and it's the biggest Halloween party in the country with the biggest costume contest, thousands of dollars in prizes and cash. So make sure you're there for Diplo, who will be performing as well. October 26th, Uptown, the Gravediggers Ball.
Also, make sure you're listening to AJ on the Hot 7 at 7 this week for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Grizz at the Charlotte Metro Credit Union Amphitheater Saturday, September 28th.
Okay, now this is going to be somewhat of a reach, as producer Nicole will tell us, but we're wondering if anyone listening worked at a prison, either in the prison guard system or you worked as like an administrator in the prison. And maybe you could tell us how it is when celebrities get into prison. Like, we know one thing from watching Orange is the New Black. They're not always in gen pop, general population. Sometimes they get put up by themselves, you know? So we're wondering, based on Felicity Hoffman and Loren, you're going to tell us what's happening in her prison, the kind of the freedoms that she's going to get coming up here in just a minute. But if you're someone who worked in a prison and maybe you can shed a little light on the celebrity jail experience, give us a shout.
704-570-9595. We will talk to you right after Adele rolling in the deep on Kiss.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay yours, bitch, babe. See, I'll leave with every piece of you. Don't underestimate the things that I will do. There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark.
Kiss 95.1 with the Maney Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Yeah, man, we had a corrections officer on hold and lost that person. If you still are available, give us a shout back at 704-570-9595. If you are someone who works in the prison system or in a jail system, even if you weren't a guard, our question is, like, do you think celebrities get special treatment inside the prison because Felicity Huffman, who just got sentenced, supposedly, Loren, gets to tan?
Yeah, so there's a couple things happening. She's petitioning to go to a certain facility in the Bay Area, and they're, of course, a much more liberal facility, and she's already started doing community service to, like, show good faith so that the judge gives her that specific facility, because when they check in, they do have some liberties. They get, like, 3 pairs of underwear, a roll of toilet paper, a comb, some deodorant, and they are allowed to sunbathe after they've made their bed, but only during allotted hours.
Oh, my gosh.
NBN.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, I've visited a couple of jails before, like, to take tours, and I've seen, like, a local, like, a county jail versus, like, a regional jail versus, like, a state jail. And I remember the county jail, man, was nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, like every like cell had like a TV. It looked like a small little hotel.
There was something on like Sunday morning Today Show a couple weeks ago where this prison in Norway is basically like living in an apartment complex. Like the prisoners have to stay behind the walls, but they're not treated like prisoners. Like they just live there.
Yeah,
as prisoners, and they've said, and I mean, I'm talking like murderers.
Wow.
Like they talked to one guy who had like murdered 5 people, and he's like, "I'm reformed. Like I'm reformed. I work on. I'm a mechanic in here. Mm-hmm. I have a life. I'm never getting over the other side of the wall." But then they talk to the guards too, who are like, "We don't have to deal with the stuff that your regular jails deal with because we respect these prisoners as people."
Mm-hmm. Have you seen, and I want to get back to the celebrity thing in a second, but there was this something going around the internet, and I don't know if it was real or fake, but it was about this jail in another country that they open the gates at a certain like time of day once a day, and it's become a reality TV show to see if any of the prisoners will run out because there's so many obstacles and like booby traps set that nobody has ever escaped alive.
Oh my God. Oh, who hosts that?
I don't know. It was
Jeff
like
Probst?
Well, a survivor jail.
Country it was in.
That is brutal.
Yeah. I was like, this is seriously Hunger Games.
Tonight on an all new Escape.
On Survivor Escape, we open the jail at Folsom. Will any of the prisoners head over?
On this on tonight's episode, the challenge of the alligators. Will they get through alive?
Meet contestant number one, Ron Johnson, who's doing 5 years for selling drugs.
That's basically what it is. And if they make it out, then
they get their freedom?
They get their freedom.
Shush.
I'm telling you, I'll have to find the article, okay. But I was reading it going, this can't be real.
We have Chris, the tax evasion guy who's never done anything physical in his life. He's going to make the escape today.
Then there's Big Paul. Big Paul, as they call him, Papa in jail.
He gives you tattoos with a pen.
Well, we were just wondering, and if you work in the prison system, and maybe you can tell us, how do you determine who doesn't get put in general population? Like, would Maney Roy and Loren get put in Gen Pop?
Oh, 100%.
Well, then what's the celebrity cutoff? Does Larry Sprinkle go in Gen
That's
Pop?
That's cute. You think we're celebrities.
No, I'm just wondering, though. Like, what if we got in general population and somebody did War of the Roses and we broke up the relationship and we're going to get our butts kicked?
That could happen.
Or Roy made a senseless phone call to somebody who's annoyed. So what do we have to do? Plead with them?
And then on the other side of that, if we're in Gen Pop, we're going to be laughing about everything. We're not going to take anything seriously.
No.
We're going to be making jokes the entire time in jail. We'll be a disruption.
Yeah. Like, they're going to yell, lights off! And then, like, 2 seconds later, I'll be like, lights on!
And then you hear me doing the clapper in the back.
Somebody texted in from 704 and said that they're a prison guard. They can't get on the phone and tell us right now. But, yes, celebrities do get special treatment. Mm. So isn't that what she's going to jail for?
Right,
the very
because
thing she's
she
going
got
to jail
special
for.
Treatment, exactly.
Yeah.
All right. 704-570-9595. We'd love to know how it's determined whether or not somebody's a celebrity and should be put in general population, because we just need to know. Don't ask why. We just need to know.
We got a court case pending.
We got something going on.
Asking for a friend.
And then we've got to talk about this, y'all. I heard that there was an incident this morning in the parking deck that involves our intern.
Really?
Oh,
and talk about that, too, coming up around 8:50.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
That's Halsey without me. It's Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Roy of the Red Morning Show.
All right. So to wrap up the conversation that we were talking about, which is Felicity Huffman going to prison and whether or not this woman is going to get some perks, because we heard that she has a tanning bed.
Well, they are allowed to sunbathe.
Right.
In certain hours.
But let's be honest, celebrities do, and politicians do get, you know, different perks than regular people who go to jail. Somebody texted in and said, my dad went to white collar prison and played golf daily.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And then someone who sounds like they know what they're talking about says, unless their life becomes in danger, they go into general population. If they cause a lot of issues because of their celebrity status, they go into protective status, which is segregation. Ray Carruth, for instance, the former Panther, was in general pop. David Crespi is in general pop on the mental health unit. I've never seen any special treatment for celebrity status. That sounds like somebody who's in the know.
But here's the thing. If I go to jail, can you guys at least make me seem bigger than what I am? Can you segregate? Can you do the segregation? I want to go.
So I had a friend, Jeff Dollar, who worked in Atlanta. And I think he does a podcast, but he was in Tucson, and he was known for the phone scams out in Tucson.
Yeah.
And he said that he did like a stunt in the morning that got him thrown in jail. I forget what it was. But he was begging them and telling them, like, hey, I'm like a celebrity. And they were asking him to, like, sign autographs and stuff. The cops were taking pictures with him and all this stuff. Yeah. And so he just had to sit in the sergeant's office until he made bail.
They totally took care of him.
In Tucson, Arizona, 2000.
Interesting.
Yep.
Well, that's back when radio DJs were important.
Right.
2019. The thing in show business, the thing above us is like clowns. Like, we're below that. We're below clowns and magicians.
That's right. We can't even get party work, y'all. We don't even get booked on Fridays or Saturdays.
There's no private bookings rolling in for us.
There he is. Woody the Crown Clown.
Welcome. It's the Manny Roy, the Red Morning Show.
All right. We've got to, producer Nicole and I were in here, and I think Loren was, Roy. You didn't hear about this. Melanie, who works at K104.7 with our friend Phil, came in this morning and said some drama broke out in the parking deck this morning.
With our staff?
Includes one of our interns.
Oh, no.
So we're going to get our intern. Is his name Stefan?
Or is it Stefan?
Stefan?
Or is it Steven?
Steven? Stefan,
it's one
Stefan to the studio.
If not going
to
help
If it
you.
Sounds right, just come towards us.
Nicole's already on vacation, y'all. She's out. She's out this piece.
All right, we'll talk to Stefan coming up next after the Biebs and Ed Sheeran. It's I Don't Care on Kiss 95.1.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Oh, I love it when we hear some drama about our staff through the grapevine. Makes me so excited. It's the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show with Kiss Cash Code coming up at 11 a.m. That's your next chance to win $1,000. But we here on the show have interns who are trying to do some real work behind the scenes and learn a little bit about what goes into a show. There's a lot of moving pieces. It's just not us sitting here. Surprisingly, it's just not as easy as just sitting up here and chit-chatting on the radio. There's more to it. And so now we have Stefan.
Right.
Did I pronounce that correctly?
Yes, you did.
Okay.
Steph's morning, Stefan.
Oh, really?
We got a report to us by Melanie, who works over at K104.7, that there might have been an incident in the parking deck that involved you today. Can you confirm this?
I cannot confirm nor deny this.
Oh.
Is that because you don't know what we're talking about yet?
That could possibly be it.
You would know, though.
I'm sure it'll be one of those situations where you talk about it, like, oh, yeah, now that you mention it.
Okay, well, there were two things that happened.
Three and two?
Oh, two.
Yeah.
Well, one he doesn't know about. We'll have to explain to him. And then two is the incident.
Yeah.
So what do you want to know first? Do you want to know about the incident?
Go ahead and surprise me with the one I don't know about.
Okay.
Okay. So there are parking spots that we all get into the habit of parking in. Well, apparently when you started your internship, you started parking in Melanie's spot from King.
Oh.
Yeah, we have kind of an unspoken assigned spot around here.
Yes.
Understood.
Now, when producer Nicole explained that to you in the interview process, Did you comprehend that or no?
She told me that if you got here early in the morning and, you know, you parked on the first deck where it doesn't say reserved, it's fine. It's free game.
Nicole, that's not the rule.
No, and technically that is the rule, though.
No,
I mean,
not.
Here's the thing. You can park wherever you want. No. You're just going to make some people mad.
Yeah, so I found
out. Explain to Steph and Roy why that's not okay.
No, because we all get, I don't know why it's happened.
It's not that.
It's not. We're not the only ones either.
No,
Melanie was upset enough about it that she came in here.
Just so you know, in our ear, Nicole just said that we are needy, and that's not it.
It is, though, because if one spot over isn't that big of a deal.
It is. You know why?
It's just out of habit.
Hold on, everybody. It is. You're not thinking of the domino effect. What happens is Stefan parks in Melanie's spot. Melanie parks in Miss Jessica's spot.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Jessica parks in Roy's spot.
And
Roy
all of a sudden,
and all hell breaks loose.
We're being torn apart.
We're also talking about four cars when we have about 50 parking spots within 10 feet of the office.
You, as producer, you know where everyone parks. You can easily
tell. It's also my job to bust y'all's little heads.
No, it's your job to make sure this is an operation that runs smoothly, and it's now not running smoothly.
And it's not the MRL show.
I'm going to make a diagram.
Melanie came in, Jessica comes in, Larry will say something, burp.
Everyone gets all upset, and then it's the battle of the morning shows in here. And I don't want anyone to be upset with me.
Stefan, when you pull into the parking deck, and we apologize, everyone, for having to listen to the internal issues.
Wait, is this really the drama that unfolded?
Well, there's still a part two.
Oh,
I'm just saying, because this really isn't that big of a deal.
Well, people that are fans of the MRL show know that this is a pretty big deal. It pops up 5-6 times a year. Just when you pull in, make a left, and you can park anywhere in that area there.
All right.
Okay, when you park over to the right, the yellow Jeep is Melanie. She gets here early. She likes to park there.
I think she takes that first spot.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Now, number two, did you smash your car into the wall today?
No, I'm pretty sure that I got just before it. I had good spacing.
Okay.
Because I didn't feel a bump or anything.
Okay, so you pulled in forward and then pulled back out and then backed your car in.
Right.
Yeah.
We heard that there was a crashing sound.
Not from my car, because I was inside. I didn't feel a thing.
I think we should maybe
go check your damage.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll have to.
Because there's a witness of you leaving the vehicle after the big crash.
She said
it was just a crunching sound, she said.
She goes, I think he hit the wall.
Which, by the way, I've done at least 7 times. I nailed the wall so hard.
It's like Charlotte Motor Speedway.
Do you remember when I first got my Jeep? The very first day I pulled into my spot, I hit the wall.
I remember that. All right, go check that, Stefan. And how's everything else going with the internship, okay?
Everything else is great.
Good, bud. Good. All right, yeah, go check your car and report back to us and let us know if it's been smashed or not, okay?
Take a picture if there's damage.
All right, we'll get a report on that.
There's Stefan. There's car damage.
At 100 miles an hour. It's the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz show.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So we saw this interesting stat about how a lot of people don't wash their gym clothes between workouts. And I'm shocked.
Huh.
I'm shocked because you're so smelly and stinky and gross and it captures a lot. And then those are the things you should be washing a lot of.
Yeah, that's slightly disturbing.
Now, you were going to say something?
Well,
oh, you don't.
What?
No. Hold on a second. Think about it, though. If you're working out, right, you throw your stuff back in the bag, zip the bag, and then go work out again. It's not like you're wearing them anywhere else. You're only wearing them to work out. I have mow the lawn clothes that I don't wash in between lawn mowings.
What?
No.
This is why men's locker rooms smell so flippin' bad.
Possibly.
Yep.
But it's why we preserve water, too, Loren.
Oh, man.
But Roy, you get my point?
Not really.
If you're working out on Tuesday, then you shower, put new clothes on, then you work out again on Thursday, just take the same clothes and wear them again. What's the difference?
They get really smelly. Nicole,
you do this too?
Yeah. So yesterday I worked out, and when I took my, I had like a sleeveless shirt on and shorts, and I just saved them and I put them in my car because I'm going to work out again today. So I'll just put them back on.
Yeah, you dry them out so they're not sweat.
Yeah,
you know,
I hung them over my door overnight and then I got them and now I'm going to work out in them today.
Y'all, do you think you smell like a tulip? Like, hello?
Lauren, we're at the gym anyway. What's the difference?
To be honest, my sweat does smell really good. I've always told that.
Sweat smells good.
Give her your pit. Let her smell your pit.
No!
Okay, I didn't say my BO smells good. I said my sweat smells good.
I do remember, like, back when I was in high school, you only took your gym uniform, like, once a week home to wash. Like on the weekends, and you brought it back Monday fresh.
I like that you had a gym uniform. That's so cute.
You guys not have a gym uniform?
You didn't have a gym uniform?
I did in my private school, but not in public. No.
Oh yeah, no, we had a specific. We had to wear Salem, and
really,
it had to be color coded.
What color shorts did you have?
Maroon. And the top shirt was gray.
Were they tiny shorts?
Well, I had thick thighs, so I showed a lot of thigh. So yeah, man. I had big jugs down there.
Guys, this is how, and maybe guys can do it and women can't do it, but if we wear our gym clothes over and over again, I mean, you can get sick.
Hey, text messages rolled in from 704. Says, doing the same exact thing right now, Monday, Wednesday, no washes in between.
Y'all must not really sweat that bad, because let me tell you something. When I was a professional cheerleader, my clothes were physically wet when I took them off.
Yeah.
After 4 hours of dancing.
I went to the Lizzo concert Sunday night, and when I got home, because I was out in the lawn and I was sweating and it was hot, when I got home, it's like I had to like peel the clothes off of me because of how much I sweat. I could not imagine wearing those clothes again.
Even if you're going to work out or going to the Kid Rock concert on Friday night?
It's unsanitary.
No. So let me tell you this. So the apparently those who do yoga are least likely to wash their gym clothes, according to the statistic.
I must be the minority, because I do hot yoga and I still wash after every time I do a class.
But you're just doing that to get sweaty again.
Followed by swimmers, which I actually understand the swimmers.
I do too. You're in the water. There's chlorine.
Chlorine kills everything. What, you think swimmers should wash their stuff?
I swear to God, I always wash my...
So backwards. I wash my
swim trunks. I will not swim again without my swim trunks being washed, because I don't want to put the dirt from the gunk from the pool in the water, the bacteria.
You
back
think
on.
That's worse than what you're sweating out?
Yes.
Oh, you're nuts, man.
Maybe.
Sports activities, basketball, racquetball. That came in at 32% of least likely people to wash their gym clothes. Weightlifting followed that, and then people who do cardio, then followed that of the people that don't wash their gym clothes. But yeah, the biggest abuser of this is yoga.
People that can't do yoga. Be hot yoga. That must be regular yoga.
You know, yogis are trying to save the water too. Save the earth. Why wash it when I'm just going to wear it again? Yogi. And maybe you don't get as sweaty doing yoga as you do doing like a treadmill.
Well, that's why I said it has to be regular yoga. It can't be hot yoga.
Yeah.
Because you get real sweaty during hot yoga.
Yeah. 704 said, oh my God, I don't wear the same workout clothes without washing them between wears. Half an hour and it's going in the washer.
Amen.
You know, I sometimes wonder, the gym I go to, I wear the same thing every time. I do wash it, but I wonder what...
a uniform.
I know, it's because it's like my only gym outfit I have. And one day he asked me, because I wear sweatpants, he's like, dude, it's summer, how come you're not wearing shorts? And I'm like, it's cute that you think I have gym shorts.
Meanie, do you wear jeans over and over and over again?
Yeah, you're not supposed to wash your jeans. You're supposed to put them in the freezer.
T-shirts?
Supposed to freeze your jeans.
Here's the thing. I will wear jeans and shorts 2 days, 3 days max.
I will too.
2 days, 3 days max. And then with the shirts, 2 days max.
Oh, my shirts are going in after everywhere.
Boxers, 2 days max.
Whoa!
Not in the summer, though. It's too hot.
You are so disgusting.
But we're coming up on two-day boxer season. It's starting to cool off. That means I won't be sweating as much.
No, that's disgusting. Do you know what your crotch does?
Yeah, but you guys know this about me. That's why I got that underwear I wore for 2 weeks.
What about socks? Do you wear the same socks?
No.
Okay.
That's where you draw the line.
But let's say that I'm here for 7 hours, right? And I didn't do anything. I sat here with you, then drove home. I'll take those socks off, put on flip-flops for the rest of the day in the summer, and then maybe wear those socks again.
That's disgusting. Okay.
But I didn't do anything in them. I didn't sweat. I just sat here.
Yeah, but your feet
are
gross.
You wore them. Then you walked around in your bare feet or your flip-flops, and then you put their socks back on so they're twice as dirty, because now the floor crap is all over them.
Loren, no one asked you. That sounds disgusting.
How come I'm the one who always gets sick? Meanwhile, Mr.
Right?
Cross-contamination over here. Oh, my gosh.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
That's the Jonas Brothers Sucker on Shaw Summer Morning Music Station. Kiss 95.1. We are the Manny Boy of the Ram Morning Show. And we have intern Stefan in the studio. And if you didn't hear earlier, we got a couple things happened. Some little controversies here on the Manny Boy of the Ram Morning Show. Number one, he took an unspoken parking spot. Which is just kind of a code around here that some people park in certain areas.
There's no dedicated signs.
He didn't know, but now he knows. But then the most interesting part is that there was what was witnessed, you crashing into a wall. And when we asked you about that, you said that didn't happen.
Our friend Melanie from K104.7, the Phil and Mel Show, is in here. Hi, Mel.
Hi.
So you know now that Stefan, this is our intern.
Right.
He apologized for parking in your spot. That won't happen anymore.
I figured I'd just scare him at some point.
You did your job.
So, but you say we have conflicting reports on what happened.
Dude, first off, I get here before anybody. So I'm getting out of the car because right now my boyfriend doesn't have, his car's not running. So we're sharing a car. So he's dropping me off, whatever. So we both hear it. I'll call him on the phone right now. Dude, he was in the Army or in the Navy and the Air Force.
Oh,
so
yeah. That's an honorable
I hear
man.
It. Like, first off, you pulled in and you parked straight ahead. Then he decided to back out of the parking space and then back in, which that's a whole other thing with me. I don't get that. But that's for another day. So he backs into the parking spot and then you hear,
oh,
on my life. And I'm like, there's nobody else in the parking lot. My boyfriend hears it. I hear it. And I'm like, did my boy just hit the wall there? Or
so
what's going on?
Did you back into a parking spot this morning?
No, I did.
So, okay. So you're like, okay. So she witnessed you.
And we just asked him to go check the damage on the car.
And there's no damage.
Yeah, and it may not have been hard, but there was somebody hit something. Yeah. And we were the only person in the parking lot.
Could have been a raccoon.
Besides that, not that loud.
Raccoon.
No, I almost said something bad. No.
Oh, you're not on K. You're on KISS. Do your thing, Mel.
Sorry. No. And again, you may not have hit it hard because, I mean, it happens. But I'm telling you, something hit and it was a car. If the garbage folks weren't out there, we were the only people out there.
Okay. I slammed into the wall all the time.
My boyfriend even gets up to check to see if there's anybody lounging near the door to make sure we're safe and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So he did that, and he heard it from where he was near the door.
Okay.
So it was that loud.
All right, Stefan, listen, if you hit the wall, it's okay. We're not going to charge you for the wall damage. We apologize for the car, though. And, Mel, thank you very much. Anytime you feel like you want to come in and you know, let loose a little bit, go full throttle on KISS, you can.
Yeah, you may be in trouble.
Come on. You're always welcome, friend. Right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.